Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Yeah. Wow, only an hour program. We have 5 phone callers on the line. You are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, and the verse so happens to be verse 24. That M period, A period, M period, music activism news, that's the abbreviation and the acronym. For those who are listening to 3342 or Black on Black Crime Inc. Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. Whew, and be heard. If you're sending in any music or any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. I'm going to give you 3 disclaimers. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or BBC iRadio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, though, you can always call back or press 1. The one thing that I need to do so I can get through all 6 of my callers and just be prepared for what it is you want to say. And I see, again, about 3 phone numbers that are coming from out of town, which is very phenomenal in itself. So this is what I'll do to make sure I go straight to the phone lines faster than normal. I just want to give 1 commercial only, 1 commercial only, and that is Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen, remodeling, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs, 216-205-7247, or on the website, the way it sounds, LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. Now, as I go back to the phone lines to see what's going on, we're going to go in order, because there were people waiting online before I came through it. I'm glad of that. I need to stop and say that instead of giving everybody a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region, I'll just chop it up between phone callers. So number 10 debuting, Mayor Bibb. He met with activists and hip-hop today. He met with Inner City Republican Movement, Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip-Hop Workshop, Cleveland Underground Music Radar, talked about the mayor's mixtape, and a few other entities from Black on Black Crime Inc., Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Carl Stokes Brigade. It was that kind of meeting sponsored by 5-star Field General Donna Walker Brown, first female field general for Black on Black Crime, Inc. Number 9, debuting The Actual Tannis. Wow. Nova, the Rebel's wife, has muscles. With that being said, I'm going to say number 8, before I go to the phone callers, is number 8 debuting Facebook, The Drop Down at S.E. Harley, 25th anniversary, Carolina turns 40. Now, I'm going to stop right there, go to my first phone caller. Everybody be on point, 216-315. 216-315, what's happening out there?
All right, all right. You're speaking with PaulsPoint.net, and I'm in the company of CowboyTheMusicMan.com, but I'm going to go first very quickly. I'm very excited to say that this coming Sunday, it's on June 18th, it's Cowboy's birthday bash, and it's been going on for some time. We've been planning, but the address is going to be 15415 Kipling. We're going to rock all day long, so no one will have any excuse. It's from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
So we're hoping that everybody can come on out and show some love. The man of the hour is turning a big 6'6". So dinner's going to be at 5. It's going to be catered. And I just can't believe it. One more thing. The next day, we're going to be honoring our son. He's going to open up for Cleveland Humidot. The address is 1215 East 79th. They're going to do the Juneteenth celebration. He's opening up the parade. And also, Paul's Point, Dinette will be vending that day. So everybody come on out and show us some love. We're going to be there. And I'm asking for prayers. Calling out on prayers. I have to be there at 9 o'clock. So even though I partied the day before, I gotta keep it moving. So here's Cowboy, and I'm going to pass it over to him.
Thank you.
Well, well, well. Cowboy,
like
you
what is
how
going
doing,
on? Man, I'm doing phenomenal right now for the most part. Tell me what is going on, family.
Oh, man, we got a lot of things jumping off pretty soon. And by next week, man, the better half, she's throwing me a birthday party. She's throwing, well, Juneteenth, that's what she wanted to tell first. Juneteenth, Freedom's Day, Monday, June 19th, 2020, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., at 1215 East 79th Street for general information, vendors, and resource table called Randall Turner. Music, food, prizes, vendors, giveaways, and more. My son is, he'll be opening it up with his poems. And what's the
excellent.
I am the black man.
And the name of his poem is I Am a Black Child. Yes, he is a black child.
Yes.
He's a strong black child because he got a strong black father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. June 18th, the day before, June 18th, better have she giving me a birthday bash and Father's Day celebration at the location at 15415 Kipling, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Hey, from 1 to 8. It's going to be outside, but I believe it's going to be raining that day, so we're going to have to take that on the inside.
Okay.
And the after party from 9 to 1. Hey, that's when the party starts.
Okay.
Hoping everybody come out and celebrate my birthday with me, my 66. I ain't ashamed of my age.
Oh,
I'll be turning 66. Please don't turn it around and be 99 because it'd be a blessed year to see 99.
Got
I guarantee
you.
Most told you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Congratulations on that video being seen 1,000-plus times. Guarantee most told you. Congratulations.
Oh, yes. Guarantee most told you. I was shocked when I seen it. It hit 1,000 views. Yes. I am shocked. I am happy, and I'm hoping that It's time to celebrate Christ, to hit that point too.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to try to push. We're going to push that too. Yes, indeed. Because it's always time to celebrate Christ.
Yes,
no matter what time it is, what day it is, or what hour, it's always have time to celebrate Christ.
Amen.
You know, if it wasn't for Christ, we wouldn't be who we be and who we are.
That is true.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And I appreciate you all calling in and inviting our listeners out to enjoy everything.
Oh, yes. The listeners, if you come out to 15415 Kipling, doggone, I'm going to show you how to have a good time with the old cowboy, I guarantee you. So get ready to be so. And don't blame me now, because the wheels of steel will be spinning. Hey, but make sure the next day you have your bag of Epsom salt and some Tiger Balm ready for you, or some B&J doggone it. Because them wheels are still going to make you spin and going to make you get up out your feet, get up off your feet, get up out that seat, and you're going to get your boogie on. I guarantee Mo told you.
I know. You
oh, yes.
Enjoy the week, and we look forward to celebrating with you. Thank you, brother.
Oh, we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you answering our call. We appreciate you being our personal MC.
Thank you.
I got to be. And I enjoy being your personal MC. And with that being said, we will prepare to rock out and enjoy the rest of this beautiful week. Thank you.
Yes. I hope to see you tomorrow. You and Brother Suave, y'all can help me get this video cam together.
Let's do that. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
So we can do this on a live feed.
Okay. Hey. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
And I appreciate that phone call because I just let you know, camera work is coming. Before I move up down to the rest of the phone calls, they just made this very easy because the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment in our region, number 7, of course, the DJ Cowboy. Cowboy's birthday bash and Father's Day celebration. That is number 7 debuting. We don't know where it'll be next week. Number 6 debuting, all Juneteenth activities. Number 5, the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. with Gail Henderson, new singles. Dolores Gray is a part of that. She's recorded the Zumba Time Anthem. Endo, Bang, Nia Too Sexy. We're going to stop at number 5 because I said we're not going to give everything all at once. We're going to go right now to 216-309. How are you doing?
Hi, everybody. Hi, my brother. Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Valangelis Brenda A. Fulmer. As every my colleagues will call me, Queen B. How's everybody doing out there?
Excellent. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing. Glad to be alive. And a happy birthday to Cowboy. And congratulations on the video. And to Monica Poispoint. God bless her, too, as well. And to all my colleagues, Ronnie B, RDJ Rock, well, as UL, you're the number one. DeLore, Miss Glass, Major Tapp, everybody, and Deacon Dante Taylor, as well as Major, Lord, I've got his name. Don't get me. The one singing the devil song, Step on the Devil's Head.
Oh, Mr. Powers.
Mr. Powers, God bless him. All I can say is, young people, are you listening? I don't know if you're on the broadcast listening to Black Talk Radio. We have it every Monday night at 9 o'clock. Be careful, okay?
Uh-huh.
Get into another summer. Be careful. Don't be by yourself. Have somebody with you. Have somebody with you. I tell you, it seems like every summer it's another number of people go out every year. And we got to stop playing and get on the playing line, okay?
Okay.
Too much playing. Everybody's serious. Ain't nobody serious. The seriousness got out of everybody. But it's time to get back serious, okay?
All right.
They were talking about smoke coming from Quebec. Canada, we got some of it, down of it. But I thank God for the rain because we needed that rain. We needed it.
Yes,
I thank God
did.
For that rain. And thank God for the nature of what he do for all of us. Wake us up every morning for purpose. He give us a chance after chance after chance. No matter what we do, if we do bad, he still give us a chance. We do good, he still give us a chance. If we make a mistake, he give us a chance. I mean, this chance after chance after chance, you know. You know, that's how God works. He's not a sometime God. He's an on-time God. He does everything in order. He does everything in order, and he don't make no mistake, you know, when he do stuff. So I'm just, you know, praying for these young people, Brother Al, my big brother.
Right.
This summer, the summer is really, it's like every summer, it's a number of checking out. I know the swimming pools are open, I guess, Thursday or Friday. They should have lifeguards. Be careful, like I said. Have somebody go with it. It's got to be three or four. Y'all go as a group, and when you leave together. Like you came together, leave together. There wasn't nobody's mama in that circle talking about where my son and where my daughter at. Because y'all supposed to be together. As you picked up each other and riding the same car on the bus or whatever, if you came together, leave together. And that's all I got to say. And I love everybody. I say it every week. And there's nothing you can do about it. May God bless and keep you. I'm signing off. Peace out. God bless. I'm out.
I appreciate that. Ooh-wee, do I appreciate that message. Oh, man, it's almost reminding me, the next phone caller, it looks like, is reminding me of the TR-808, but it's not D-Nice. But beforehand, let me do one thing. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music, entertainment in our region. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, Stoney and Eric's music video shoot, which happened last Wednesday. So I'm going to stop right there. We've got 3 others to go to, but why would I stop there? Oh, I know. It's because I just said it. We have out of the area code 808 with a 666. 808-666. Who are we talking to? With the 866, you're on live. I know I didn't mute you. What I might do is see if we're going to do 2 people together shortly, but this is what I need to do, or best to do. As we hold on, you can always hit that 1 key later, but I will hit up with that 317 area code with a 286. 317 286. How are you doing out there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, you know something? Please let the people know, who are you?
Well, you're speaking to, hi everyone, this is Gentle. I go by Gentle Boop, and I'm the first lady, Miss DBR. So if you listen, make sure you're tuning in to what I got to speak on.
Here's the thing. Okay, now it's getting better because what I might do is, since I know I have both people, and I do know that I have that, and I'm glad, I want to know at least from yourself, who are you? Because you come highly recommended from none other than one of the major players in, I will say, the United States, Grip the Body Rocker, who left from our region, the 216-440, and has been putting it down all across the world. So with that being said, talk to me, please.
Well, let him tell it. I'm with Miss Debo, so kind of Deboing my way into the scene. No, but at the end of it all, I'm just a genuine person. I'm out here making moves that didn't expect for them to happen, but they taking off for me. I'm a music artist, a model, runway. I do actors. I'm have many qualities that I'm serving at the moment: cosmetology, esthetician, bartender. So I've been to school. I know a little something in life. Don't know it all. I'm willing to learn every day. But for the most part, I'm here to present myself as the music artist, the woman that I became, and the woman that I'm continuing to grow day by day in, and just give people a little taste of my music, my lifestyle.
Well, I needed that introduction because now I can add in the 808-666 on top of the phone call. Are you there?
I'm right here. What's up with it, Sheriff?
Man, and I already gave you that excellent introduction, Grip the Body Rocker.
Yeah, you did.
Now, with that being said, I can add you both in, and I want to know, first of all, from you, my brother, the queen that's on the phone is so many different things to choose from, but when did you say, wait a minute, she has so much to offer the world?
I ain't gonna lie, it was when she Debo'd the show, man. Debo'd my show on May 11th. You know what I'm saying? I'm up in VIP. She getting ready to snatch the mic, you know what I'm saying, and get up on stage. She ain't even on the show card, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, who this look like, Bright? You know what I'm saying? Up here, all tough, getting ready to get up. So I come up out of VIP, you know what I'm saying, introduce myself, like, what you getting ready to do? She's like, you know, getting ready to go up on stage. They said I could go, woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, you know whose show this is? She's like, nah. I'm like, this my shit. Then I'm about to tell her hell now. She looked at me like real hungry, like, man, you know what I'm saying, and smiling at the same time. I'm like, damn, can't even tell her hell nah. I'm like, how many songs you going to do? She said two. I'm glad I let her do it too, man, because she got up there and rocked out.
Okay. So with that being said, Queen, tell me about some of your links. Let's start it off there. Like, how can people get a chance to check you out on this World Wide Web?
Y'all can follow me. All my platforms is YentleBook. That's YentleBoop. YentleBook. And last name will be Vaughn, with a V as in Victor, AUGHNS. So y'all can follow me on all platforms, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's me. YouTube.
And with that being said, I've been able to at least follow a couple of things that you've been doing since you've been so highly recommended. But I'm going to ask you, how long have you been doing what you're doing?
Well, I would say took it serious. I've been doing it from middle school, teenage years. But I done took it serious these last 4 years, from my modeling, from, like, I do runways, a lot of photo shoots, content parties, and my music really just picked up the last 2 years, and that was more so inspiring me to go back to that, because I lost my little brother. He was murdered, so he was real heavy on the music, and I'm like, I got to continue living well through me, so I most definitely have a purpose. I ain't just doing it for fun. I mean, it's fun, but it's work. You really got to put in work in this type of industry, and nothing to play with.
Ooh-wee. And you said it, putting in work. Before I pick on Grip the Body Rocker, I got to ask you, what caused you to be so fearless? Because for you to have that kind of confidence in your music and to be able to walk into, yeah, I'll say it, Grip the Body Rocker, this particular show, VIP part, microphone, what caused you to say, wait a minute, I know I have something to say? As a matter of fact, I want to give an infamous shout-out to the Eastside News, who took the time to call me on my personal phone line while I'm in the middle of doing a radio show. You all get the shout-out this evening. Now, with that being said, yes, We are not going to let you off the hook. You got to tell us about that fearless personality.
Yentl.
Yentl?
I think you talking to me. You was asking me that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because you're the one who debos that microphone. Oh, no, no. We're paying attention this evening. You might catch me on another night. I might not pay attention to what was said this evening. I'm paying attention. What caused you to have that fearless personality or belief in self to be able to do that?
Well, it's just me. I mean, where I come from, my background, how I get everything out the mud. You know, my teachings, I had all older people around me. I still continue to have older people around me and just learn from life. One thing about me is I value my life. I value life, period. So it's all a learning process. Like, we're not getting nothing. You know, it's just all about what you grasp onto, what you want in life, your hunger, your desire, dedication, loyalty. Like, I'm putting in a lot of blood work. Sweat, tears, like, I can't call on nobody but myself. You know, you put your trust in me and tell you every time, but at the end of the day, you still got to be able to have some loyal ones around you and make sure that your plays is going to come out right. Even if you have a bunch of no's, somewhere down the line, yes, it's going to get the flowing through. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of no's, but it ain't discouraged me. And that's where my hunger, like, how it really pop up and shows. And not to be disrespectful to nobody's show or nothing, but, you know, when I pop in, it's more so I'm a humble individual. I sit back, keep the scene out. I know where I want to be at in life or as an artist, and I'm going to make sure that I entertain. That's a portion of it. So if I'm out and you see me and I have a feeling to entertain, I might just be up on your stage. But somebody said I could get up there.
Hey.
Go ahead, Griff. Man, this is a rare jewel. This is a rare jewel, my brother. So talk to me, man.
I told you. Man, hey, man, it's one in a million, man. You know what I'm saying? On some real stuff, man.
Right.
She's also going on a tour. The Grip Season 2023 tour. Yeah, I'm going to be bringing her to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? On that. You know what I'm saying? So we will be there this year. You know, me and you got that thing to hook up. So,
yes, we do.
The music is cold. She got her new single that she getting ready to bring out, Big Mad. That's cold. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready to shoot the video as well. You know what I'm saying? She was also working on a new album, Humble with High Standards. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a nice, you know. And she been grinding all this time by herself, but she ain't by herself no more. She got me and she got my team. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, it's an honor to talk to both of you. I just can't let you both out of here without at least saying, what does it mean for Grip the Body Rocker to come back and be planning? Because I've watched you tour all across the country. I've watched you tour the past couple of years. What does it mean to be coming home?
Oh, man. It feels good. I ain't going to lie. It's going to feel good because I'm coming back home in a different way. Not the trap, but the act. You dig?
I hear you.
Yeah, you,
and
put on for my city.
And you come highly recommended because anytime the legendary Chuck Conway hits me up and says, I hear you have Brother Grip the Body Rocker coming on your airtime and this, that, and other. Make sure you treat him right. And I'm saying to myself, wow, how does it feel to know you have so much respect from our region?
Man, it's love and loyalty, man. It just comes from me having a good background, my daddy having a good background and planting those seeds already in the roots so I could go ahead and follow, you know what I'm saying, and make my own way. So, you know, it feels excellent, you know what I'm saying? It feels real good to get that love, man.
I feel you. I do. And with that being said, before we leave out, before we talk about social media and everything else, Queen, if you could at least explain to us since Grip just threw the album title out there, how did you come up with that album title? Because it just sounds like class, and high standard, and everything. Talk to me about that, because it caught my attention.
Well, it's just as far as the definition of me. Like, you could choose any other female. You could continue to critique and shame and, you know, lust and want to say everything about another woman. Or at the end of the day, I am who I am, and I'm her. I'm she. And you can't get past that. So what it is me coming from, like, a damaged rose, a rose that's been able to grow out of the concrete. And people continue to walk past and say, like, why would you want to step on something that's so beautiful that took your time to even make it through some concrete? So at the same time, I'm humble enough to understand, like, I come from the bottom. Once I make it, you know, I'll be taking a day. But at the end, I'm still her. I'm she.
I hear you. I do. Brother Grip, social media for you. My brother, social media for you.
Man, y'all could Google me. Grip, the body rocker. GRIPDABODYROCKA. Instagram, all that. The real Grip, DA underscore real big underscore grip. The real Grip on everything. Y'all could just find me. I'm there. Holla at me, I holla back. Show love, I show love back. Show some support, I show it back. Real talk.
and all that to say this, what are some of the other cities so that people here listening can realize, wait a minute, we may have missed something, we don't need to miss something? Can you talk to us about some of your other travels?
California, Sacramento, going up there with E-40's brother and kicking in, doing my thing there. We started the video shoot for SHYTT, which stands for humbles you through time, and which it will. You'll learn that. So we went up there and did our thing there. Then I stopped in. We stopped in Vegas and hooked up with the Outlaws and the Dog Pound and recorded a song with the Lotta Day from the Outlaws up there. Man, it's been a real experience. You know what I'm saying? Just the people and the real people that I've met since I've been on the road. You know what I'm saying? That's bigger than
right.
me. You know what I'm saying? They ain't humble. They just know where they at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And with that being said, also, a big shout-out to your team, because now, before you all leave out, if there are any other shout-outs, but I want to say that my staff, hands down, we looked at everything. Your team put out one of the most professional flyers to represent Blog Talk Radio that we have seen in basically 12 years. So with that being said, talk to us a little bit about your team. Any shout-outs, anything you want to add, please?
Yeah, well, you're welcome for that flyer. I made that myself for you, man. And my team, most definitely for champions. I couldn't have did this without them, man. You know what I'm saying? My marketing team, my manager, producer, engineer, the whole nine, man, the promotion, my cameraman, you got models, you know what I'm saying? Now I got the queen on my side, getting ready to rip it, man. Wait till, woo. Man, I'm telling you, it's just so much getting ready to come from God G Mafia Music Entertainment, man. You just don't have no clue, man. Getting ready to shock the world. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting ready to, y'all getting ready to see these wings spread.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? On the whole team, man. On the whole team. Real sick. We can really take off. That's the whole plan. Yeah, that's it.
Let's do that. Thank you both for honoring this program and calling in. It is greatly appreciated. And I look forward to definitely kicking it with you all when you come back to town and on a couple of radio programs playing your music for the rest of the world. Thank you both,
man,
so much.
I almost forgot. I almost forgot, OG. Be on the lookout June 30th, streaming everywhere, all about the candy paint featuring Bun B.
You all heard it right here. That's the excitement. I look forward to that. and we'll be playing that, I promise you. And we're going to go back and find some of the Queen's music and start bringing that back out to the public around here within the next 2 weeks.
That'll work.
Yes,
yes. All
right.
You all enjoy your evening, and it has been a treat to politic with you all.
Likewise.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you all. Peace.
All right, Cheryl. Stay blessed, pimping.
Sure will. Appreciate
all right.
it. And my thing is, when you see excellent things happening, what I need to do is, I have a couple other people on the phone lines. We'll go through that real quickly. I'm going to go to the 601 area code with a 513. 601 area code with a 513. How you doing out there?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Al? Hope everybody out there is enjoying the rest of their evening. This is your presidential candidate for 2024, Michael D. Landau.
Man, you know something? A lot of people have missed hearing your voice. They want to know what's going on. They heard about court. They are actually very, very optimistic. And should they be optimistic? Talk to us, brother, about yourself. What's been happening?
Well, yeah, sorry. I've been out of the loop a little bit. I was waiting for my appeal to go through in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to remove Judge Pamela A. Barker for bias against my case as a presidential candidate against the Justice Department for their cover-up about an ongoing investigation about the threats from former President Donald Trump with the 2020 election to my life. And so finally, I persevered through. I got it done. I have to turn it in before the 14th of next month. And so here's the thing, you know, some people ask me, you know, what makes you tick? What makes you keep going? Cause your story is like out there, you know? And, I'm like, well, my one thing my grandmother taught me is as long as you stand on truth and you got the Lord on your side, you can't fail. And, so that's where I'm at right now. So, one thing I want to say to the Democratic Party, all right. Now, we already noticed right now that the Justice Department has already filed charges against Donald Trump, correct? Federal charges.
Right, right. Oh, yep.
About espionage by taking all those documents, nuclear secrets about us and our allies, because we got this nuclear umbrella from the Pacific to the Atlantic, and now maybe the Chinese and the Russians have it. Now, that evidence, that proof is out there. But these people who are still holding on to Trump in Congress and the voters, they're still holding on to it. They don't want to look at the evidence. That's why I said to the Democratic Party when I ran for the Democratic ticket in 2020 and now again in 2024, my story is the only story that can remove the hold that Donald Trump has on the Republican Party. My story.
Mm-hmm.
Mine alone.
Right, right.
My story is your story. When I say my story is your story, it's kind of like everything that black people have been through for 400 years of oppression, lies, stealing our identity, you know what I'm saying, trying to mold us and shape us as something we're not. This is what Donald Trump did to me. All that accumulation of the white supremacist movement under Trump
mm-hmm.
and all the pain that black people went through under me, but the perseverance that I showed to get to this point. Now, look where I'm at. I got a $2 billion lawsuit that I will win. That I advise all Americans to take a look at, read it, and you'll see the only response that I can give is, I've been racially profiled by this judge. I would like a new judge, please, so we can go to trial and get the evidence out there for the American people to see. Now, I've been talking like this for almost 5 years. I think I've known you
yes,
before, yeah. right, Brother Al?
Mm-hmm, that is true.
I've been talking about this for 5 years. I mean, I got websites and letters from senators and congressmen and the FBI, and I'm still alive. My lawsuit is still going on, but I'm not on the news. I'm not spread out through social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. I think we're past the point of Michael's making this up or Michael's crazy. Maybe we just have to take a second hard look at it, because if Donald Trump is willing, and I said this, I warned America 4 years ago.
Okay.
I'm like, if he was willing, if he's that crazy to come after me with military assets in our city, of Cleveland, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
I can only imagine what he'll do to try to keep power or do anything before I prevent him to go to jail. And we see it right now. I'm not shocked at it. I know. Y'all shouldn't be mostly, but there's a lot of people who are so shocked they don't want to even look at it. But I believe my story showing that Donald Trump was willing to go after a young African-American who's got historical ties to the Sons of the American Revolution, President George Washington, and General Robert E. Lee, and decided to run for president on unity based on the fact of family connections. And Trump saw that. And I think that would remove the hold on a lot of those Republicans that are holding on to Trump now. Because Trump can still run for president as a criminal,
right.
As a felon. Y'all understand? He fooled the people enough to say, look, we'll start shooting and killing to get that man back in there.
Mm-hmm.
You think January 6th was the last hoorah for them? No. They are working methodically.
Yes, they are.
To take over our democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we can wake up these people is my story. They know it. Joe Biden knows it. And the only reason why Joe Biden is blocking, because remember, he said you're not black if you don't vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. So, I mean, there's a full disconnect. It's about the country, about the party. Share my story. I'm legally bound to run for president. Regardless if you didn't see me on TV or not, they're blocking me on purpose. They'd rather put every lie up there to divide us so we can fight over ourselves over little scraps. We don't have to do that no more. My story can dissolve all that bullcrap they'd be putting down on us. We, the people, have the power to overturn this government by voting, by coming together, by facing some hard realities, some hard truths. But we can't do it separate. We can't do it divided. That's what they're hoping. That's the only way they're winning. So, like I said, the lawsuit's looking good. I just thank God, you know, I'm still on it. And I need everybody to pay attention to this. And I do have a little bit of an announcement. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but sometime soon, about a year ago, I've been told that, you know, from government people, powerful government entities, and I got proof of that, that my story will come out in due time, in due season. But they show exactly who Donald Trump really is. Now he's federally indicted tomorrow. I will be sitting in front of the TV with my popcorn and my beer watching it, saying, thank you, God. But like I said, you can get him down federally. He can drag it out, and then he can become president, and then it's over. But all you got to do is put my story out about what happened between me and Donald Trump. The Secret Service confirmed it was him. The FBI is acting like there's nothing to see here. The city prosecutor of Cleveland, Ohio, is on the case. So it's all about a matter of time, America. So all I can say is my story will be on the news soon. I don't know how. It could be somewhere off on the West Coast and it's spread, or from the East Coast and it's spread from the South. I don't know where it's coming from. But a lot of people have been reaching out to me ever since the indictment. And doing other interviews and stuff like that. So it's coming. And America needs to get ready. Us as black people need to get ready. We're going to celebrate like it's 1999. I swear to God. All because the leadership in both parties, the older people, not the younger generation that's taking over now, but the older people, they're afraid of what's about to come. They know what's coming down the pipeline. They know what's coming. There's nothing they can do about it. Wrestling with me because I surprised even myself. I didn't know I could file a federal lawsuit by myself. Kind of easy if you know how to read. But anyway, I'm going to take some of your time. But like I said, just Google Landingham versus Department of Justice, like landing the plane going ham for America, for justice, versus Department of Justice. Take a look at LandinghamCase.com. You can see the text message between me and Trump. And I can't wait to get out there, and I think you have something happening. Was that you telling me that, or no? No, it was the other guy. But it was something happening in the summer that I was be speaking at, or something like that. So I can't wait for that adventure. But y'all stay blessed.
Excellent.
And good evening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that powerful message that came through. Three more callers. All right, we're almost out of time, so we're going to get to all three callers. That's what we're going to do as everybody has their thought process. The number three on the top ten from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, number three, debuting, Good Time Cruise yesterday with Campy Russell. What are the other two? Well, we'll find out shortly as I go to the 216-548. 216-548, how are you doing?
I'm blessed by the best, north, south, east, and west. And this is the presidential candidate, Apostolette, Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts, for the 2024 election. Men have run this country for centuries. It's time for me now. It's time to do what I got to do. I'm not worried about Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or any of those people. I know what I do, and I know what God has, the vision that God has given me for this nation, and that we will have negotiations with other nations that will be peaceful and reasonable, not what we've been getting thus far. I called because I wanted to read, and anybody who needs to look me up to vote for me and support me on my campaign, my candidate identification number and the Federal Election Commission is P406363. My committee ID is the People's President, and it's C00786160. It's been in place since August of 2021. So, and I am a legitimate candidate, and this is my fifth election. And Mr. Porter, may I please read two of my poems to you on this internet tonight?
Go ahead.
President for a Day. And these are poems that I wrote.
Okay.
If I could be president for a day, I would really do things the American way. The homeless would have homes. The captives would be free. It would truly be the place of liberty. There would be peaceful negotiations from sea to shining sea. There would be no need for bravery. I would abolish slavery. This truly would be the land of the free if and when you elect and select me president for your days. Some of my testimony is in this poem. It's called My Babies. And I wrote it when I ran for president in 2020. What have you done to my babies? I am a woman, a mother, a female, not a doormat. By the rivers of Babylon, by the lake called Erie, I have hung my harp, my hat. I have wept. I have sat. My hope has been in Jesus Christ. You say I have bad faith, yet still I wait. I wait for justice to roll down for me like the mighty stream that I read and heard about in someone else's dream. Your racism is so strong even within my own race, you will not even look me in my face. Where are my babies? How did they get there? We had a good name. We were safe in my care. You lied. You robbed me. You stole them from me, then disappeared in thin air. You say, what do you do? What you do is civil and procedure. You spend trillions of dollars in advertising with lies, telling me to call you if I really need you. White people are not the only ones with knowledge. You pipeline those who are not to prison, not college. Jesus Christ represents both Lamb and you. What have you done to my babies right here in America, the red, the white, the black, the brown, the yellow, and the blue? You robbed me of my rights to be the mom and to protect and provide. Through Lake Erie and other wallets and waters, you have made them hide. You went into a school with my civil protection I had in place as you held me hostage and told them I had given them away. You came where I was supposed to be safe with my two-year-old that unexpected day. You say we have no right to life because we're not all white. You use it against me because I am not jet black. You say just get over it, just fall back. Those the same color as me tell me to just let things be since racist white America hang people on a tree. I am a presidential candidate for this 2024 election and race. It is time for this nation to see a new face. I shall always love my babies, although so many lies about me are told. My babies and my freedom shall never be bought or sold. I walk by faith and not by sight, even on this most memorable, most difficult night. My babies, who I gave birth to from my womb, shall never be compromised by your racist or sexist tunes. The fruit of my womb is blessed, even though my babies, my sucklings, were robbed and stolen from my nest, from my breast. And I, as a presidential candidate, stand at the front of the ham to make sure this does not happen to anyone else in this country, period, point blank, bottom line. I, as a presidential candidate of the United States of America, am very concerned. Human trafficking is not a new thing. It's been going on for over 2,000 years. Human trafficking is part of the driver's license process and the birth certificate process. So it's time to keep it real. And not one person in leadership, from the White House to the courthouse to the church house to the other house, has made a stand to correct this for me. And I've been standing this long. Mr. Porter has helped me. And these leaders have sat on this just like they did with Melissa and Timothy when they were gunned down. And this country has no problem. And I'm being discriminated against in the Federal Election Commission because I'm not white and I'm not a male. I ask that you all would get with me on this sale and let's move forward, not backwards. There's nothing wrong with being who I am. I just hope that you all support me in doing what's better and what's best for our nation. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
God
if anyone
bless.
Needs to reach me, I'm going to reach at 216-548-0820. And I'm still concerned about my babies 20-some years later.
Mm.
And I hold George Bush, Barack Obama, Clinton, I hold all of them responsible, down to Donald Trump and everybody else, because they've all been a part of this. On 2008, when I ran for president, they beat me up and tortured me and threw me in the county jail, Cuyahoga County Jail, gave me a suicide blanket and told me to kill myself a month before the election, and then destroyed my ballot in the election because I voted for myself, not Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a blessed night.
You too.
God bless you.
Looks like God bless you. Looks like the presidential race is heating up. I'm going to go to 216-288. 216-288. How are you doing out there?
Good. Wonderful.
What's going on with you? And who am I talking to and what's happening?
Tontez Taylor. I would like to thank everyone out here in Radio Land. Because 2024 is going to heat up with the presidential candidate, Reverend Franklin M. Pinky Butts. We're going all over to America to make it better for our people. She's working down the Child and Family Services to make it better for our people. She's going down to Columbus and trying to help with our voter rights. Voter rights. Helping with our homeless people. She out here doing her thing. Dang, when we come out with them petitions, come on out and sign them. Sign them right so she can get on the ballot, so she can win this, so we can go in that White House. She can go in that White House and change the policy that's going on. Because you already see all the corruption that's going on in the White House right now. You got Joe Biden in trouble. You got to Trump, to other presidents, vice presidents in trouble right now. We got to clean this up and bring a new person into the White House. They're going to clean up and make transportation better and everything else.
Anything else before you go, my brother?
Yes. Come on out. Come on out to the 21st annual Gospel Fest 2022. Revival leading up to the Gospel Fest. It will be at Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue in the great city of Cleveland, Ohio. Yes, it's going to be at 3824 Cedar Avenue. Yes, and who's preaching on the first night, Thursday night?
Yes, who?
Thursday, June 22nd will be from the House of Refuge Worship Center. We're going to have Georgette Scott. We got some singers coming out.
Okay.
And on Friday, June the 23rd, 2023, we have all the way from Greater New Canaan Baptist Church, we have Reverend Mark Watts. He will be preaching the word. And we got some singers, too. And we have a presentation. We have all kinds of things going on. We have a free will offering. We will be having refreshments and all that good stuff. Going to be out here. Going to do testimony. Going to do healing and in scripture and everything else. So, and our theme is walking in the light of Jesus Christ. For more information, you can contact Dontez Taylor, 216-288-5841. And don't forget, all buses, all cars, everything needs to great revival. The biggest revival in the city. They're going to be the biggest revival in the city on 84th Cedar. Yes. Come on out to the 21st Annual Gospel Festival Slow 2023 anniversary that will be going on at Hayes Temple, Church of God in Christ, at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104, on Sunday, June the 25th, 2023. Doors open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. Program starts at 4 until 9 p.m. Tickets are $15, $20 at the door. Yes, we have the newborn Christian Heirs from Akron. We have Little Unity from Akron. We have the Mount Pleasant Male Course coming on up. Yes, yes, we do. And we have the Vision of Angels Praise Team. And all the way from the Cleveland Sight Center, we have the Braille Notes Choir. These are some dynamic people. So don't forget, make sure you get your ticket now, because it's going to be a big show and a better show and a goodest show. And we in the kitchen, we'll be open to sell dinner to the public. We got a presentation, and we have a surprise. We have a raffle, $2 a ticket, and we have, and our theme is walking in the light of Jesus Christ. Tickets are going fast, so come on out and get your ticket now. Get your tickets now. You can call Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841, or you can call Juliette Hector for your tickets, too, at 216-534-6201. And don't come out, because we might see Grandpa Raffer in the building. We don't know. We might see Art McCoy in the building.
Oh,
we don't
man.
Know. So come on now. This is the biggest show on Kinsman. I don't know another show that's going on this day. And all buses, all cars, everything lead to this great church, great program. All churches are invited. Everybody's invited. We need your help. We need your support. Call us now so we can get tickets going, so we can get gone.
Okay.
Yes, right. Call me. My phone is on, it's ready, and willing, and able. And don't forget, keep Jesus first in your life. Keep Jesus first in your life out here. And don't forget the presidential candidate, Reverend Fellner M. Pinky Butt. You can call us, 216-288-5841. If you want to know more about the presidential campaign, too, or you can call Reverend Pam Figueroa at 216-548-0820. We are ready and willing and able to move this mountain in a new direction. That's right.
Thank you.
Because it's a new thing. And don't forget, 2025, Dontez Taylor will be running for council, too, so stay tuned to all the events that's going on. And stay tuned. In August 4th, I will be doing another barbecue sale. I'll give you the location pretty soon. So come out and join us. Come on out to this event. This event is the biggest event in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. We about to clean up, and I'm about to show you. That is, and this church is in Ward 4. All Ward 4 people, everybody come out and join us, because I'm going to show y'all some stuff that's out there that's going to work. And I'm bringing out a CD in 2024, and I'm opening up a restaurant in 2024 with my mama and everything. We're just getting the funding going. We're getting everything ready to move Cleveland and bring a black unity to Cleveland.
We
want a black
you.
Unity to Cleveland. We're going to bring it on east side of Cleveland, probably Buckeye Union or Ken's. We're going to be a new restaurant coming out and everything else. And right next to the restaurant, I hopefully and hope that we can get a daycare. And it's going to be ran by Valerie Taylor, because that's her hopes, to get a daycare. And we're going to have a daycare where this going to be a far, you're going to see a five-star restaurant where you can have care while you eat and go out and come back. That's right. We're going to work this in 2024. I'm ready to make the president who she is, because I am that campaign manager that's working diligently by her side to make sure that we get everything out here in D.C. and in order. We go to RTA to council meetings. We go to council meetings. We go all over. Yes. So don't forget that we gonna make it better and everything else. So God bless everybody, and come out to this event, because this event is the biggest thing in Cleveland on June 25th. And ain't nothing else happening that I know of right now. Come on out. I want to see you in the place. I want to see. Yes. I would like to see. And call me December Rose. Call me, December Rose. I want you on that show so we can hear somebody say sing some foreign language out there at this event. Two. Yes, right. We gonna rock this day. We gonna rock it like it ain't nothing. And Cowboy the Backyard Music Man will be there and everything else. We might have a photographer there, and when we have this event, we want everybody to come out and bring them phones so we can Facebook live, and we can Twitter live, and we can do it all. We can be on Instagram live. We can do it all and have a great time in the atmosphere. And who's our host is the Ronnie V the Unforgiving and Georgette Scott. Gonna be out there too. They are my host and everything else. I got some great people that gonna do my devotion and everything else and all that great stuff. Get these tickets now, cause they're going off the charts. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this show. This show so big. It ain't nothing else. We gonna rock the Kinsmen for God, because God is who he is. When you ride past, you're going to hear music, and we're going to be rocking it all day long. And the Revival going to be rocking. And the Revival going to rock it. So come out to the Revival, too, if you can. If you can, there's a free will offering at the Revival, and we're going to have some refreshments. And refreshments ain't going to be no hot dogs and no hamburgers. It's going to be some good food. So come on out. And who's cooking on June 25th is Annette Taylor, Valerie Taylor, and my grandmother.
Thank you, Doctor.
And we got some great stuff. And come out. God bless.
God bless. Man, we got one more phone caller. You know, it's a good thing I don't do a two-hour show, because y'all would keep me around for three. I thought this was our radio show. 216 with a 324. 216-324. How are you all doing? 324 going once. 324 going twice. Sold. I'm not sure for how much. Anyway, I'm going to say that we did our best to get through all the phone callers. And we just thank people who can get their thoughts together. The last two things on the list, top two. top two. The number two, Move It Up. Biggest Jump, Facebook, BBQ, Beer, Beats, Bars, Silver Bee Awards. We'll get into who all received awards, hopefully by next week. And the number one thing debuting, biggest thing that happened, you know it, University Parade the Circle, which happened last Saturday. So enjoy everything. Stay blessed. Peace.